From Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
How safe are you from being hacked? You can find out coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. One of the biggest threats in the new age digital world remains cybersecurity, or lack thereof, and the potential to being hacked. However, there are things you can be proactive about, and here to break it all down for us is WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hi, Nathan.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So I think with Mark Zuckerberg, of all people, getting hacked, it really opened a lot of eyes about just how easy it is and how vulnerable we all are. So before we get into taking the proper precautions, more importantly, you want to know if there's a chance you've already been hacked. And I understand there's online resources that can tell you this, right?
Yeah, there are actually a lot of different websites out there that have databases full of records that have been leaked by hackers. And that can be email addresses, that can be usernames, and in many cases, passwords too. There's one website in particular that we here at the Journal trust, including myself, my editor, and our cybersecurity reporter, and it's called haveibeenpwned.com.
Okay.
And that's HAVEIBEEN, and then pwned, which is PWNED.com. It's like owned, but with a P instead of an O.
Okay, got it. And is there something, is that the most trusted site? Because I know, you know, when you venture online, cybercrime is everywhere. How can we proceed with caution?
Yeah, well, there are a few different things to look out for. If you run across sites like this, and there are lots of them out there, don't ever use a site that asks for your password, for one thing, and don't ever use a site that asks you to pay to use it. Have I Been Pwned and others that are legit are free, and they only ask you to search by your username or your email address. And if those two things are in any of their databases, they'll show up. Have I Been Pwned actually is built on a database of 1.3 billion user accounts.
Wow.
And that's all from data previously leaked by hackers after cyber attacks.
So let's talk precaution. What are some of the first steps we can take to protect ourselves from being hacked? How can we start?
Well, a good place to start is by turning on what's called two-step verification. And you can do this on basically every major online service that's out there. Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, Yahoo, LinkedIn, PayPal, and all of your major banks, Bank of America, Chase, and Wells Fargo, they all have two-step verification. And what you do is you just go into your user settings and turn this on. And what it will do is send a specific code that changes every time to your phone. So when you log in on any of those services on a new device, say you get a brand new laptop, you open it up, and you log into Twitter for the first time, or you get a new smartphone and you log into Facebook for the first time, that kind of thing, it'll send this unique code to that specific maybe phone number or email address, depending on what you have it set up to. Usually it's a phone number. And what this does is basically makes it so that you can't get into any of these services with just a username and password alone. And let's say that, you know, in that worst case scenario, your information does get leaked or you do get hacked, this code will prevent your hackers from actually being able to access your stuff, because hopefully you still actually have your phone in your hand.
Right, right. I know a lot of people can almost find that an annoyance. You're like, oh, I have to get texted again with this code and I just want to log on or whatever. But I think it's important to note that that really is, there's no way around it, and it's probably best to protect yourself and be more proactive.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a hassle, but it's totally worth it. I mean, the fact of the matter is that most of us have our cell phones on us all the time.
Right.
They're in our pockets, they're in your purse, they're sitting on your desk, whatever, right? So, and, you know, it's really only something you have to do every once in a while. I have a work machine that I use every single day, and I'm on Twitter every single day as a part of my job. And I don't have to log into Twitter every single day because the browser remembers whether I was logged in or not. So it's not something that you're going to have to do all the time. And it's a little bit of hassle when it happens. But that extra, you know, maybe 30 seconds of annoyance once every couple of weeks is really worth it. And you know, the fact of the matter is this is your digital life. If you give that over to somebody and you get hacked, you're going to wish you took that time.
Absolutely. No, that makes a lot of sense. Any other tips we can follow to keep us as proactive as possible?
Yeah, be careful with your password. One very simple thing that a lot of us do that is really problematic is using really silly, simple passwords like 123456 or password or, you know, your favorite sports team or TV show. This stuff is really easy to crack and really simple for hackers to guess at. So don't use those simple passwords. And honestly, remembering the password and usernames for dozens of accounts is a real pain.
Yep.
So, it sucks. It's and something that's very hard to do. Here's something you can do. Use a password manager. We recommend two, one called Dashlane and another called LastPass. And you can download those apps on your phone and their services online as well. And basically, these services will remember all those passwords for you, and then even some of them will even actually change your passwords periodically. So it's a good way to handle all that stuff so that you're not sitting there like entering the wrong password over and over again.
Right. Really important information. Thank you so much, Nathan.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
We've been speaking to WSJD's Nathan Oliratis-Giles. And if you take a look at his article at WSJD.com, there is a list of the main internet companies that offer two-step verification. So make sure you check that out. Super helpful information there. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.